everyone. Welcome to the September 23rd meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission. I'd like to ask Commissioner Ha to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Sure.
Please stand.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll go to roll call. First District Commissioner Ha.
Here.
Second District Commissioner Harper.
Here.
Third District Commissioner Rice.
Here.
Fourth District Commissioner Perez.
Here.
And the Fifth District, Dave Bartlett. I am here. Okay. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of August 26th? Maybe take 1 second and take a look at those. And when ready, please offer up a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of August 26, 2020.
Great. We have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to discussion items. Item number one is a continued public hearing. General Plan Amendment GPA 20-01, Land Use, Transportation, and Growth Management Elements, all supervisory districts. Executive Officer Mr. Vaughn.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Commissioners. We do have a short presentation. The last item at the last Planning Commission was continued. So our presentation will go over all the discussions and changes that we've made since the last hearing.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Chairman and Commissioners, it's nice to see everyone here in person. I'm Joanna Chang, Land Use Manager at OC Development Services. On today's call, we have Cindy Salazar, Senior Planner, Kevin Shannon, Senior Consultant, Wei Zhu, our Senior Civil Engineer, and Tony Petros, Principal at LSA Associates. This item was continued from the August 26th Planning Commission meeting to allow various stakeholders with some additional time to review the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA. Today, we will be discussing the new metrics for CEQA transportation analysis to ensure compliance with recent state-mandated changes. We're recommending adoption of the amendment to the County of Orange General Plan Land Use, Transportation, and Growth Management Elements, adoption of the guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, dated September 2020. This is the most current version. We're also recommending adoption of the 2020 updated Transportation Implementation Manual. As a brief overview, SB 743 was signed by the governor in 2013 with the intent to more appropriately balance the needs of congestion management with statewide goals related to infill, the promotion of public health, the reduction of GHG. The focus of analyzing transportation impacts has shifted from congestion, how many cars are on the road, to climate change, the number of vehicle trips generated. The purpose of CEQA analysis is to discuss and reduce GHG by reducing the number and the length of automobile trips. In December 2018, State OPR Technical Advisory published guidelines on evaluating VMT. On May 27, 2020, staff received Planning Commission authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment 20-01 to support SB 743 efforts. On July 1, 2020, which was a couple of months ago, SB 743 provisions became effective statewide. Multiple jurisdictions throughout California have adopted transportation analysis guidelines addressing VMT. This item was continued at the August 26th Planning Commission meeting. The intent for the County of Orange to utilize VMT metrics outlined in the OPR technical December 28 technical advisory and the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA. Documents are here to assist with our evaluation of discretionary projects under CEQA within the unincorporated Orange County area. The county VMT guidelines that are being proposed are consistent with what's being proposed at the state through the advisory technical advisory. Since there are not yet any interpretations or further guidance on SB 743, we're taking the more conservative route by following the state's lead, the OPR technical advisory. However, if additional guidance or interpretations are provided later on in the future, The proposed county VMT guidelines provide flexibility and would allow us to consider alternate methods of analysis, so long as it's supported by substantial evidence. Current and future applicants are aware of this legislation, and we're currently relying on OPR's technical advisory in the meantime. However, adoption of the county's guidelines would avoid any potential confusion on which documents to utilize, which documents to apply, and also it puts us on a path to compliance with state law. The county's guidelines are generally consistent with OPR's technical advisory, with exception to a few distinctions that are noted on the screen. Though the technical advisory does not define the region, the Orange County region has been specifically identified as a region in the county's guidelines. So OCTAM data to be utilized will take into consideration the trips to and from the total county region. The next item, whereas technical advisory screens out projects with 110 ADT and under, the county's guidelines screen out projects with 500 ADT and under. This is supported through additional data and analysis provided by our consultant. The 500 ADT would be more favorable to applicants, since the 500 ADT threshold can screen out more types of projects. The third item, whereas the technical advisory references redevelopment and public facilities as projects to screen out, the county has only identified public facilities as a type of project to screen out. This is because some redevelopment projects may create a significant impact. As mentioned earlier, if the applicant wishes to depart from any of these county proposed guidelines, the applicant may do so, but must provide substantial evidence to support their proposal, to support that their proposal is more appropriate for their project to the satisfaction of the county. So it would have to be reviewed and approved by the county. Since the Planning Commission meeting on August 26, some questions were presented, and we provided follow-up responses in the continuation memo dated September 10, 2020. There was also an update to the memo dated September 17. These items were mostly for clarification purposes. The first item was the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT identifies the county as a region. This is the conservative approach, since the majority, approximately 88% of the unincorporated county trips, are contained within the entire county region, and many other large urbanized areas are defining the region as the county. As mentioned, if the applicant wishes to depart from any of the county's proposed VMT guidelines, such as the region, the applicant may do so, but must provide substantial evidence to support their assertion that an alternate region is more appropriate for their project to the satisfaction of the county. Number two, we clarify that 500 or fewer ADT, average daily trips threshold, was derived from the draft HUMD document dated December 5th, 2018. The third question was related to induced growth versus net project effect. As an example, if a new roadway is built, the miles traveled from point A to point B would be reduced in the short term if this new roadway is a shorter distance than point A to point B. Some drivers may want to use this shorter new roadway. However, because the new roadway has been built, it may induce growth. It may lead to further development in the long term. A net project effect takes into consideration changes to the entire circulation system. Number four, the county will apply Public Resources Code Section 21166 to determine whether VMT analysis is required for any future projects. In general, the county will not require VMT analysis on any previously approved environmental documents unless there are factual and/or legal requirements indicating otherwise. Lastly, we will continue to use LOS, level of service, to ensure adequate public infrastructure is consistent with the county's transportation implementation manual and to determine traffic impacts for operational level assessment as appropriate. There were also a couple of technical updates reflected in the memo dated September 17, 2020. In general, all of these additional edits have been made for clarification purposes and to include language to explicitly allow for flexibility for the applicants. It does not change the intent of the county's VMT guidelines, which closely mirror the state's OPR's technical advisory. Trying to click to the next slide. 1 second. summary. The intent is for the County of Orange to utilize the VMT metrics outlined in the OPR December 2018 technical advisory and the county's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, which is prepared by our consultant LSA, to assist with our evaluation of discretionary projects under CEQA within the unincorporated Orange County. The proposed county VMT guidelines are consistent with the state's technical guidance, with exception to a couple of the items that were mentioned earlier. The proposed language will provide flexibility to consider alternate methods of analysis if supported by substantial evidence. Upon Planning Commission's adoption of resolution number 20-01, staff will proceed with a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors in late November, early December of this calendar year. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony, and B, adopt Planning Commission resolution number 20-01, recommending that the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under CEQA, adopt amendments to the County of Orange land use, transportation, and growth management elements to incorporate new metrics for CEQA transportation analysis to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes, delete the transportation implementation manual from the general plan transportation element and adopt as a standalone document, and adopt the guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, and adopt the 2020 updated transportation implementation manual. That concludes our presentation. We're available to answer any questions.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ms. Chang. Great staff report. Before we go to the public hearing, I'd like to open it up to the commissioners for any questions. So, any questions by the commissioners?
None for me.
I have one quick, or actually maybe it's two, but does the state guidance allow the alternate methodology to be considered at the local level?
It's not explicitly stated.
But you believe that there's discretion that would allow that?
Yes.
And then the second question is, on the alternate methodology, you mentioned it has to be reviewed and approved by the county.
Yes.
Is it approved by the local staff? Does it come back to the Planning Commission? Does it have to go to the board? What's the process there?
That's a good question. I'm going to go ahead and defer it to County Council.
She might have the answer.
Hi, Nicole Walsh, Senior Assistant County Counsel. Yeah, it would just be a staff decision, right? So we're presented with the evidence, and staff would confer and decide whether this is sufficient. And then ultimately, if it's an EIR, right, it's a board decision whether or not to accept that methodology.
Right.
But it would be made first at the staff level, and then beyond, depending on which agents or which discretionary body would consider it.
As an example, let's say that there was some alternate methodology that was submitted, and the staff was having trouble with that methodology, mm-hmm. and wasn't agreeing with it. Is there an appeal that comes back to like the zoning administrator or the Planning Commission?
No, and this would be something similar to what occurs, I would say, on a daily basis, really,
yeah,
in our reviews where staff are making decisions about what is appropriate and what complies with the law in all of our documents.
Okay.
And so I guess what might happen is that somebody might decide, and we've had this happen before, to proceed against our recommendation, and then maybe we would not recommend approval.
I see.
and we would let them kind of fight it out, right, with the decision maker. About whether or not that was appropriate. Or they could do both methods and present that to the decision maker. But there's not really an appeal process from staff decisions because ultimately it will go to a decision maker who makes the final decision.
So it's in line with best practices
it's
previously.
It's in line with, yes,
yeah,
and with everything else that
okay.
we're doing. And as to your first question, it is not explicitly in the guide lines, the technical guidance, but in the CEQA guidelines, there is a specific provision, and I think we cited it in one of the memorandums that, or in the document itself, that allows for the consideration of alternate baselines and consideration of alternate methodologies as long as they're supported by substantial evidence.
Excellent. Thank you.
1 second. Maybe just a question for Richard or Nicole or Joanne. So, staff, that's a big general term. So, specifically, is that the traffic engineering department?
Most of the time, our staff reviews include many of our departments within OC Public Works. So it would be planning and traffic. And
so everyone's going to have an input.
Right. Everyone has input.
Got it.
And we take comments back, and often those are just then transmitted to the applicant.
Okay.
And the applicant decides, okay, how do I deal with this?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Commissioner Vong, can we move on to the public testimony if there is any?
Executive Officer Vong. You call
me? Oh, I mean, Executive Officer.
Yes. Jay, do you want to speak at all? Or? So we have one in person.
We have Mr. Bullock.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. I'm back, Jay Bullock, representing Rancho Mission Viejo. Thank you again for the continuance so we can continue to chat about this with staff and now back with you. Just really quickly, we appreciate the meeting we had with, as one of the stakeholders, with Officer Vong and Nicole, County Council Walsh. And what was outlined today is we feel a very workable addition to the document, the VMT document. And there were some things we asked for that didn't get included, but the things that have been included are very reasonable. So thank you to staff, and I'm here to answer any other questions. But the answer is that we would support this VMT guideline change.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Any questions?
None.
Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak on this item?
We could check with our IT team. Vu, do you see any speakers on the virtual?
Yes, there are three attendees. I will unmute them right now. They are unmuted.
If any speaker online wants to speak, please state your name and location. Hearing none?
No, it takes a second.
Yeah, it might be all staff and consultants calling in too.
Oh, staff.
All right, hearing none, there's no other speakers.
No other speakers? Going once, going twice?
Sure.
Okay.
Gavel.
We will close the public hearing. Entertain any other questions. I do have one question for Ms. Chang or Ms. Walsh. So I noticed here that we are making a recommendation to the board in adopting Planning Commission Resolution 20-01. I don't have that resolution attached to any of the staff reports. Here, was there an attachment that I missed? Do you guys happen to have it?
Yes, there was an attachment to the Planning Commission staff report that was dated in August. It is
Let me ask a question. Has that now, with these recommended changes, has that resolution changed?
The actions have not changed. We changed one date.
The date.
But that is just a clerical change that will be given to you as the chairperson to sign.
Okay.
And you continue an item. All of the documents that were part of that last item continue with it.
Okay.
So the resolution is part of that.
Did the resolution change as a result of these of any of these changes that occurred?
No, just the date.
Yeah. Just the date.
The VMT guideline.
Okay.
So that is considered a clerical change, and I think you're being handed that right
okay.
now.
All right.
This is attachment one of the August 26th mm-hmm. staff report.
Okay.
In it, we did include August 26th as being the adoption date. However, since the item was continued, we'll go ahead and make that change to reflect today's date.
Okay, no problem.
And also, in light of some of the technical edits, the LSA document is now dated September 2020 rather than August.
All right, thank you for that clarification. Fellow commissioners, any other comments? Or a motion?
I'll make a motion to pass item, which one was this? Item number one.
Item number one, to adopt Planning Commission Resolution 20-01 as supported and recommended by the county staff. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Commissioner Ha. Motion by Commissioner Perez. Please vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, that item passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Let's go on to the executive officer report. Commissioner Vong. No. Executive Officer Vong.
Thanks. Just one real quick update. I know at the last Planning Commission, I said we'll be seeing a very controversial project coming around October. We're still finalizing that package, so it's looking more towards November now. But we'll keep everyone posted. We'll schedule the briefings once it's ready. And then we'll do some trainings on just the virtual format based on just how many people may attend. So that's my only update.
Thank you. County Council, update.
No updates.
No update. Planning Commissioner comments, starting with Mr. Commissioner Rice.
None, thank you.
Commissioner Ha.
None.
Commissioner Perez.
None, thank you.
Commissioner Bartlett has none. Any public comments? Open the... Commissioner Harper, excuse me.
None for me.
Have you had your lunch today?
I'm used to looking down the dais here.
I know.
Ms. Harper, no comments. Okay, let's just make sure there's no public comments. Anybody wishing to make a public comment? Okay. Then I believe we are adjourned until October 14th at 1:30 p.m. That concludes the meeting.